Hi guys, welcome to the very first episode of the Rebranded with Lois. And if you haven't checked out our website yet, it is loispiration.com. You should check that out. So today I'm going to be the only one talking, and I'm just going to make this as quick as possible, pass my message across, and make sure that it reaches out to someone out there. Basically, I'm going to be talking about fraud syndrome, right? Pretty sure you've never heard the name before, fraud syndrome. Or pretty sure you're thinking it has to do with fraud or something. But basically, fraud syndrome, another name for it is impostor phenomenon. I got to know about this through a friend. It is really crazy. He was experiencing it and he was like, hi Lois, do you know anything about fraud syndrome? I'm like, what's that? And he enlightens me and I go further to the internet to research for myself. And this is what I found. Fraud syndrome is a psychological pattern in which an individual doubts their accomplishments and has a persistent internal fear of being exposed as a fraud. Now, I'm not here to educate you as if you were in a classroom or something, but I'm just trying to drive a point. This thing started 1978, way back 1978. Now, if you listen to that explanation I gave you as according to Wikipedia, basically, it's you saying, you know these little things that we do when someone is like, okay, maybe you're going for an exam and someone is like, I'm sure you've read your book back and front, you're ready to write for the lecturer, you know, all those kind of talks. And then you're like, I'm not really read though, it's just something little that I've read and, you know, God is going to help me, I'm going to freestyle. But in your heart of hearts, you know that you have flipped those pages left. You have flipped everything, basically. There is nothing that comes out that you're not going to answer right. But then, you don't want people to see you as maybe oversabi in the Nigerian context. That's one. Two, you don't want to portray yourself. You have that fear of portraying yourself as what you're not, you know. You don't want to come out as overconfident to say, okay, oh, I've read, I'm good. And then the results come out and it's almost like, I thought you said you read. Why is your score this way? You know, that kind of stuff. So basically, it started 1978, right? And here's the really interesting part that really caught my attention. It started with women. I know, hold up. I know you're about to say she wants to advocate for feminism, blah, blah, blah. But listen to me and listen good. It started with women, you know. It started with women downplaying their achievements. So this is going way back 1978. And we are still tackling women issues up until now. We are still tackling in the African context where your parents or you yourself might not want to go up there in your career, you know, just because they have said if you are way up there, you're not going to find a man that is going to marry you. You know, it did not just start now. It started way back 1978. Women downplaying their achievements, you know, and everything. And then why were women downplaying their achievements? Gender stereotypes, culture, family dynamics, you know, and everything. Gender stereotypes has always been there, like from the very beginning, from the onset, from inception, it has always been there, you know. Culture, like I said, the African culture, the African context, you know. Either they want you to be a housewife, or they want you to go to school and put your degree in the kitchen, or, you know, just something that doesn't want the man to look down, in quotes, look down, and then the lady is way up. That, and it's just, it's trash, in all honesty. So that is how it just started, basically. And let's bring this back to us now. Let me just, I'm not trying to talk too much, but let me bring it down to us. We downplay ourselves a lot sometimes in terms of our achievements, you know. Let's say we're really good at writing and you write this wonderful piece, but then it ends up in your notes on your system. Why don't you want to put it out there? Your mind is playing games with you. You're thinking, I don't think it's that good. How will people perceive this? Will people understand me? There's nothing new I'm saying that nobody else has said. like you, this is not somebody telling this to you, this is you telling it to yourself. When we do these kind of things, it invalidates our worth. We may not see it as that, and then it may look as a strong word, but then think about it. These little things, that this is not somebody telling this to you, this is you telling yourself this. And it's funny how maybe you might have this passion for writing, or you might have this passion for singing, or you might have this passion for drawing, architecture, whatsoever, and then you just hide it in one corner and you're like, I'm just going to do the regular, I'm not going to stress myself, I don't think I'm ready for this. You are discouraging, can you hear how this sounds? You are discouraging your own self. And it is so funny, because when we do all these things, we are never able to achieve our full potential. We are never, sometimes we do not even reach half of the limits that we are meant to get to. We do not reach half of it, you know. And it is so bad. We achieve a lot of things in life by climbing up there, by embracing a lot of things, by taking risks and all of that, by sacrificing, by compromising. But you downplaying yourself, you are never going to achieve anything. It's just like, basically, it is you settling. It is you settling, I can do the regular, it's a 9-to-5 is not so bad. Meanwhile, you know that I'm not saying a 9-to-5 is bad, but then you know that you can be more than a 9-to-5 if you want to and you can handle it. But then you downplay yourself because of reasons best known to you that may not be reasonable, in quotes, if you look at it very well. And then another thing that is also very key that we cannot even miss is that by the time we start downplaying our accomplishments and our efforts, we tend to self-doubt ourselves and we tend to second-guess ourselves. It can get so bad to the point that you know very well that you can do this. You know it's very well that you can actually do this. But then you've gotten so used to downplaying your achievements and you're like, I don't think I can. Sometimes you don't even give it a try and you're like, I don't think, you don't even explore the opportunities that are there. You're just like, I can't do this and stuff. You just tell yourself, you know what, I can't do this. You just want to settle, you just want to stick to the regular. And it can be so appalling, you know, honesty. Like I've already stated, we see this even on social media. We see this in our exams. We see this in our marriages, in the African context and the African society, you know. People, some ladies deliberately now do not want to further themselves because they feel that a man is not going to get married to them because their achievements are way too much and stuff. And that is absolute trash. Yes, I said that. You cannot beat me. That is absolute trash, you know. Whoever wants to step up their game, whoever wants to be up there, the world is your playground. Do anything you want to do. Whoever wants to stick with you in the end is going to stick with you. We are not in the caveman century any longer. Please, technology has gotten a lot better. You can even stay at home and be homeschooled. There are a lot of things you can achieve. Just even staying at home, and then this is the time you know you want to downplay yourself. It doesn't work that way, please. You need to step up your game. So basically, I'm just going to wrap this up. How can we prevent fraud syndrome? Why do I feel like I just gave a lecture? Because it's only me talking. Okay. But how can we prevent fraud syndrome? I'm just going to say, ask yourself one question. I'm going to use myself as an example. My mind is playing games with me. Like, it happens to almost everybody. I'm not going to generalize, but I know that I feel strongly that it happens to almost everybody. When you're about to take this huge step, this huge leap, you're second guessing yourself because you're scared. You don't know what is going to happen out there. You don't know the possibilities. You can't fully say, you don't have enough clarity to determine what is going to happen out there. But as you keep progressing, then you keep finding out. And nobody likes being in a state of lacking clarity, you know. People just want to know what's going to happen and stuff. So climbing up there doesn't give you that privilege. You have to find out as you go up. And nobody ever really knows that privilege because we do not know what is going to happen next. But then the thing is that we just have to embrace the unknown. We have to embrace the unseen and trust that everything is going to come out well. So yes, the prevention. Ask yourself, what's the worst case scenario? If I start writing today, what is the worst thing that is going to happen? Worst case scenario, people are not going to read. And that is not true, because people are reading every day. If I start singing today, worst case scenario, I'll buy my album. If I go into politics today, worst case scenario, only one person, at least one person will vote for me. If I start vlogging today, two or three people, it's a start. I mean, do not beat yourself up. You have to start from... No one ever started blown. Like, no one ever started way up there. Like, way up there. Because there are things and experiences you need to learn on your way up to become better, to become that blown, exaggerated figure that you have in your head. So, it all starts small. It all starts little, because you have to discover these things yourself. So, you can know better how to position yourself when you get to where you want to get to. So ask yourself, what's the worst thing that is going to happen? If I start this website, what's the worst thing? I'm going to stop. I'm going to look for innovative ways to come back, and then I'm going to make it a hit back to back. So in summary, guys, whenever you hear that voice, because it's going to come, it is going to come. Whenever you hear that voice, just ask yourself, what's the worst case scenario? And just ignore every single thought. Do whatever you want to do because you can. Do not downplay yourself. Do not downplay your achievement. Do not have any fear of being less than you are. Or maybe you want to post on Instagram. Maybe you are an OAP. You also write yours. And then you're thinking, if you want to post this on your Insta bio, because it's almost like people believe me and stuff. Put it out there. You can always remodify. You can always do whatever you want to do. What's the worst thing that is going to happen? You see, I'm just asking. You turn off your comments, your comments on your post or whatever. So you don't see people's comments and nobody comes to say rubbish to you. Anybody that comes to your DM, immediately you delete. That's the worst case scenario that can happen. Nobody can come to your house and beat you up for changing your Insta bio. You know. So just do whatever you want to do. The world is your playground. So far as it is logical, so far as it is not causing harm to anybody, do what you want to do. Develop yourself. Reinvent your talent. Take that career to where you want it to be. You know, aim high if you want to. And the sky is going to be your starting point. So I think I've come to the end of this session. And I'm going to see you in 2 weeks' time. Don't forget to visit my website, lawinspiration.com, and you're going to find a whole lot. We have a whole lot of programs out there. And just stay cool and stay happy, okay? Bye, guys. See you next time. Yeah.